Live,
uncensored,
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are. Two of us tonight are burning up here. At least two of us. Tim Goodness, Rick Adams on the Republic Broadcasting Network with a program, Uncensored Radio Free America. And we have Jerry in Louisiana. Yes, Jerry, go right ahead now.
Yeah, it's Jerry from Indiana.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Indiana, fine. Louisiana, it's right. All the same.
That's fine. Rick, I just wanted to throw some out there. You know, the county sheriff in each county in America, don't they have, and Tim, you can get in on this too, don't they have more jurisdiction than the federal government, the county sheriff?
Well, of course they do in legal terms. I mean, as far as what the state and federal constitution permit, obviously, where the federal government is permitted to have authority that would contravene the states, that is a different matter. But in most instances, yes, it is your local community and your state government.
Sure, and when they're elected into public office, they're elected under the premise that they're supposed to uphold the law. And getting back to the immigration issue. When they don't uphold the law, and they know these illegals are out there, and they've been tipped off by it, why? And Rick, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't want to play lawyer, but why don't people just go to the sheriff's department and file a writ of mandamus to have these people removed from public office?
I can't answer that question because, I don't know what's in the minds of people who are thinking this way today, what they've been waiting for. Some of them have. Some people have we'll never hear about, we don't know about, but there are people doing this sort of thing in America today, and we're not aware of it, maybe. Some cases we are. But I don't know. I can't answer the question for everybody in America as to why they're not doing what they should be doing.
We have the power.
We do, if we'd exercise it collectively and individually, yes.
Absolutely, and it just, you've got a lot of a mindset out there, Rick, that, well, there's nothing that the American mm-hmm. people can do about this. Those people coming across the border, they're doing jobs like our president lies to us about that Americans won't do. I'm just sick of it, Rick, and... There's thousands upon thousands of big business that was behind this, March last early summer, when they, had their T-shirts and their Mexican mm-hmm. flags and, mm-hmm. and this, that, and the other. Yeah. I guess the reason I'm calling in is, if people would just think unity and try to take back America.
Well, if they think America, that would be enough. If they think like Americans, that would be all.
Absolutely.
And they're not thinking like Americans because they've been told and they bought the idea that this is not a free country anymore and we are not supposed to exercise our volition or our thoughts. We're supposed to shut up and be slaves for the New World Order.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The North American Union coming in, and if people, and they've got this, Rick, down in Texas, this Trans-Texas Corridor.
Yep.
If you go to corridorwatch.org,
yes,
people can see right before your eyes what's going on in this country. And what this is another completion of NAFTA and GATT to bring all this contraband, I call it, into this country.
It's a complete destruction of our nation's sovereignty, and it is a crime. You're right. It's a conspiracy.
God bless you, Rick.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tim, you can give your thoughts as soon as we come right back from this next break. All right. Tim Goodness and Rick Adams. We'll take more calls just ahead. Stay tuned.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back, Tim, goodness, my goodness, and Rick Adams. Tim, you heard what the previous caller had to say. Any comment?
Yeah, I wanted to make a couple of brief comments. I think you're right on about the sheriffs. I think it depends on how the state, you know, that the sheriff resides in, what the Constitution says of that state. But we have to keep in mind that the Anti-Defamation League, in its insidious nature, has pretty much infiltrated all the police departments in the country, or at least a good percentage of them, certainly the majority. And they have been the ones that have gone in and taught the law enforcement officials in the states and towns and cities.
Yes.
About hate crimes and what is a hate crime.
They have our ways of teaching them.
Yes, they are the masters of hate. They tell people what hate is and who the haters are.
Mm-hmm.
This is how Abe Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League work.
Yes.
And they have no doubt been into the sheriff's departments. And we see Abe Foxman of the ADL hand in hand with the president of La Raza, or La Rosa, however you may pronounce that.
La Raza, yes.
La Raza. So these people are working together. The ADL knows that they can use them, that they can use homosexuals, that they can use atheists, that they can use lesbians, that they can use other groups. And I'm not pointing a finger at any of these groups, because I'm an individualist. I may disagree with how somebody lives their life, but I leave them alone. But they want to use these groups to help further their agenda. The ADL has no love for homosexuals. The ADL probably has no love for Hispanics that are coming into the country illegally. But it is the friend of the enemy of my enemy, and they will use these people.
Are you kidding, Tim? Come on. You know that Abe Foxman loves everyone.
Yes.
He loves everyone, most of all Jesus.
And let's not forget Mel Gibson. He loves Mel Gibson.
Oh, with a passion.
And Dolly Parton.
If you don't mind me saying so, with a passion.
And Dolly Parton. Don't forget
yes.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, yes. And
but
a whole host of others, yes.
When we talk about what the states are legally can do and what they can do physically and economically, we're getting back to the states' rights issues, which the Civil War was pretty much the end of. Today, in the United States, if a state does something the federal government doesn't like, they simply withhold the money that they're going to give that
state. They've extracted from the people in that state to begin
with. That's right.
It's called extortion. It's called extortion and blackmail.
They punish that state.
Right.
Now, you know, we can all sit back and we can say Americans are against this, Americans are against it. How can they do this? How can they do this? I'll tell you how they can do this. They can do this because of a bill called NAFTA. It has nothing to do with NAFTA, but it has everything to do with NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because, as I have seen numbers, anywhere from 72 to 85% of American citizens were against NAFTA. Yet it blew through the Congress virtually with no problem. It was passed. There was some debate. There was some arguing. All for good show, mind you. Much like a when they put a president up there for impeachment. It's a great show. But you know what the outcome's going to be. He's going to survive his presidency by one vote, as the two guys who have been impeached have. And it's the same thing with NAFTA. 72 to 85% of your Americans today, or during the NAFTA bill when it was going through Congress, were against it. It was passed. How many congressmen do you think were punished and not sent back to Washington because of NAFTA? I have no idea how many, but I'm willing to bet you that if it's more than one or two who lost their congressional seats, I would be surprised.
No, and they voted for CAFTA, as you remember, a year ago. And they waited until the vote came up. Some of them voted against it, knowing the coast was clear because of opposition to it from their constituents. They figured, hey, I can vote against it. We know it's going to pass anyway. And that's an old trick. They're good at that trick. You know, they're good at, look, I voted against it, and it passed, but I was there. I was there voting. After all, I told the speaker I would vote once he told me how the lineup was.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. So these people know, and they know they can basically stick a knife into the soft spot of your kid's skull
mm-hmm.
anytime they want.
Sure.
And morons are still going to go vote for them.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's
and that's the problem. Voting, I think, is more the problem than the solution because, as you know, when America was begun, if I may use that term, I mean, when we ratified the Constitution and we became one nation under God, quote unquote, you remember how limited the right to vote was. I mean, it was a very precious franchise. The franchise of the ballot. It was not extended to women. It was not extended to people who could not own property or would not work to accumulate property to be able to prove their worth in society. And all of that changed. And all of that changed illegally through the Supreme Court edicts and decisions, power not granted to the court, and the Congress itself with the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, and so forth. Now, I have to ask you, as a result of that, we have more people voting than ever before, and many of them vote often and, of course, vote regularly. Do we have a freer nation today, or do we have a less free nation because of democracy? Well, I think the answer is obvious, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, there's no freedom in this country. Your freedom is an illusion. You can't even own property. You don't own your property. You don't own your car.
Mm-hmm.
The manufacturer's title to your car is held by your state's capital. You pay property taxes on property you own. I don't care if it's $5 a year or $5,000 a year. You're paying property taxes. Therefore, you are renting your property from the from the municipality that you reside in.
Yes.
The problem with voting is that we have cheapened it to the point, and we haven't cheapened it by letting citizens vote who may be of a minority group or women. We've cheapened it by the education of the voters. The voters today are dumbed down people who have been dumbed down by the U.S. Education Department, which gets its agenda right from the United Nations, and we basically have a zombie society. Winston Churchill said that the best argument against democracy is a 5-minute conversation with any voter.
I thought the best argument against democracy was Winston Churchill.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Winston.
Oh, gosh, no.
But that's a great quote from Winston Churchill. And what was true in Winston Churchill's time is doubly true today, absolutely.
Well, you know, and I disagree with you a little bit when you say that it doesn't matter as much that we have allowed women to vote and we've extended the ballot, the franchise. You know, the whole idea before women were granted, the suffragette movement and suffrage was that they were part of a family. And the male, the man, the husband, the father, he was the authority figure in that family. When he made a decision, he made a decision for the whole family. Yes. Now, today, of course, that is chauvinistic, that's terrible, it's sexist, it's bigoted, it's everything under the sun. But again, I say to everyone out there, look back at reality. Are we a freer nation today? Do we have more individual freedom or less than we did before suffragette, before the suffrage movement, and before women were permitted the right to vote, and before we extended the ballot of the franchise to those simply on a basis of one man, one vote, rather than upon the concept of private property, working for what you have, earning it, and then paying a poll tax to vote? I'm sorry, but, you know, I may be just a little bit old-fashioned and 19th century, but you know what? I think it worked, and it worked far better than what we have today. That's my opinion, of course, Tim.
Yeah, and you certainly are entitled to it. The only argument I'm going to make against it, Rick,
yes,
is that Woodrow Wilson was elected prior to 1920. He brought in the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve is pretty much what has enslaved us all in this country one way or another.
Oh, yes.
And no women voted for Woodrow Wilson.
No, it doesn't mean that you're going to have a perfect society,
yeah,
but
absolutely.
Let's face it. If women at that particular time were voting, everyone else was voting, we would have had two Federal Reserves, not just one, but two Federal Reserves because of the dumbing down, as you said,
yes,
of the American public. You know, don't forget, there was no broadcasting at the time as we know it, no radio, no television, and yet the newspapers were thoroughly controlled. In fact, the New York Times and the big publications such as those had been owned by the international banking community at the turn of the century. That propelled us into World War I and, of course, World War II. And without their control, Americans would never have been as uninformed as they have been. And that's the tragedy is the media are there not to inform us, but to uninform us.
Yeah, well, today we see that the media is controlled by something like six companies. I know Rosie O'Donnell has been saying five, but last I knew it was six major companies. And it's something like 125 people run the media in the United States. So it's a pretty easy thing to lock up and control. It's pretty easy to find 125 people with deep pockets who like their money.
And what do you think about, speaking about Rosie O'Donnell, what are your thoughts about what she has been doing lately?
Well, I think it's wonderful. Just like with Charlie Sheen, I thought it was good that he came out and said these things. But we have to be careful who we hang our hat with.
Uh-huh.
My concern with Rosie O'Donnell is simply that I will defend her right to say what she thinks, even if I disagree with it. I will defend her right to live her life as she wishes, even if I disagree with it. But will she defend the same for me?
Oh, we'll have to ask her. We'll bring her on next week. I don't think she'll come on, though. All right. We'll be back, and we'll take your calls. Vincent in Montana will be first off when we return. Tim Goodness, Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, right here on RBNLive.com.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right. Okay. We're having a real heart-to-heart talk here tonight with Tim Goodness. And, Tim, let's take another call. We've been having people hold on while we jawbone here, and it's not fair to them.
No,
so let's get right on. Let's talk to our friend here from Montana. Who is it now? Vance, I believe, or Vince. I'm sorry, Vince. Is this Vince Foster or is this Vince from Montana?
I hope I'm not Vince Foster.
Okay, I hope you're not.
All right. Death to the grave. Great show tonight, guys. I wanted to talk about Ron Paul slash Tancredo's campaign, and I'm just going to go ahead and lump them together.
All right.
First off, these guys really are getting some mainstream coverage. HBO, Bill Maher, mm-hmm. Lou Dobbs, CNN, mm-hmm. Fox News, MSNBC.
Yes.
All giving him some pretty good time. Plus, those are available on YouTube. Now, if you go out there to YouTube and watch these, the comments are really very high comment counts and very favorable comment counts and very young commenters.
Yes. Indeed, they are. I've been there. I've watched some of the clips, and I've even added a few comments myself. And you're absolutely right.
Now that brings us to the internet and Ron Paul. The YouTube and the videos are very strong, but his campaign is starting out, I think, a little bit too slow. Ron Paul 2008 or Ron Paul DailyPaul.com. No bumper stickers are yet available from any of his campaign sites yet. I think that's a critical mistake, and I'm going to get to work on that this week. I actually ordered bumper stickers last week from his campaign down, his House campaign down in Texas, believe it or not. And there really is a groundswell of support. People are sick, I mean sick, ad nauseum sick, of what both parties are offering. Hillary Clinton's negatives are so high that the Republicans would offer up, you know, I mean, the fact that they're running on the Republican ticket, I think has got the Republicans literally terrified at the groundswell support that's going on for these two guys and how they're going to quash it. It's not necessarily a money game this time around, because everybody's playing it, oh, we got to raise so much money. These guys are actually experiencing some real ground-level support. You can go on site there now, and you can print out bulletin board posters, if you got a computer, one-page, 8x11 posters, and you can print them and put them around. Just putting out those is something positive that everybody can do to get the name out.
Well, you see, all of that is good and well, but let's face it, we're talking the popular vote versus the Electoral College, and unfortunately the Electoral College today is not what it was created to be. It's controlled primarily in states by partisan political parties that never existed at the time of the Electoral College, you know, the political party system as we know it today.
Well,
so these
true.
Are the ones
we
who
all
will
know
vote.
That we operate on the illusion of democracy.
Right.
They have to continue to give the people that illusion, though. And if there's a groundswell and they see this guy get quashed, you know, it's going to cause even more problems for them. I for one, want to be one of those guys, if he doesn't get elected, I want to be one of those guys with a Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo bumper sticker on my car for the next 8 years, letting people know that, hey, it ain't my problem. I made a good choice before
you
they,
betcha.
They don't win.
You betcha. I agree with you. And I think that, you know, heaven help these people who are driving around with these bumper stickers saying, so glad I voted for Bush. Oh, my goodness. And you still see those. And you and I are going to be on the opposite end of that spectrum if neither one of these guys gets elected in 08. But I think you're right on the money about Ron Paul's campaign. I think it's lacking a bit of organization, because I contacted his campaign, his office in Washington, when he first announced that he was thinking, when he first launched his exploratory committee. I contacted them the very next day saying, look, I ran a party here in Rhode Island, the Constitution Party. Nothing really became of it because it's a tough sell in the Northeast, but I'd be willing to work for Representative Paul and his campaign here in Rhode Island. And I've let them know that I have, media experience, I have organizational experience, and I have a handful of volunteers, and probably that number will grow, I would hope, willing to work, and we're already talking about putting on fundraisers for him, and I have not heard so much as a peep out of his office. And it's very discouraging. But we have
same
to understand.
Same with me. I mean, I've got massive computer skills and
access
to servers. And
great.
I haven't heard back either, and I'm willing to work. I've got volunteers, and really, myself, I'm a force unto myself, really, with my computer skills, and I haven't heard back either.
And you're in Montana, which is one of the quote-unquote free states, which loves guys, their liberties, much more so than these people in the Northeast who think socialism is freedom. You certainly have a lot more votes at stake than Rhode Island, I would imagine. I don't know what the population of Montana is.
Oh, it's about 900,000 soaking wet.
Oh, so it's about the same. I know Wyoming is the least populated state in the nation, but I didn't know what the case was in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, you think that he would be going after that. So
maybe they'll extend the Voting Rights Act to sheep, and then we'll get a little bit better, but...
I think things, like you say, are just starting to swell, so let's see where we are in 3 or 4 months.
All righty, and thank you very much for calling into the show, my friend.
Great call, great call.
All right, thank you again, and all right, we'll take, in addition to Vince, we'll take Henry when we come back. Tim Goodness, Rick Adams, stay tuned. The final half hour of tonight's program coming right up here on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and it's Tim Goodness and Rick Adams. Who else would it be? The dynamic duo tonight. And are you having fun, Tim Goodness?
Oh, it's always great being on with you, Rick.
And you're trying to get back into local talk radio, too, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a few interviews at a few radio stations, but once they realize that I'm not a neocon or a socialist calling himself a liberal, they usually are not interested.
Well, you know, there is really no local talk radio anymore where I'm from, and I think that's true generally in many places across the country today. These stations have been bought up by the Clear Channels and
sure,
the Citadels and so forth, and they are as controlled can be. They even say it on the air. You know, these people boast about it, the fact that we're not going to talk about that issue. We're not going to entertain any talk about any of these issues because they're just too important. And we're not going to talk important. We're going to talk, we're going to talk fluff. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk about, the latest fashion wear. We're going to talk about all of the silly things and superfluous things we can talk about. You know, American Idol is far more important than whether America survives or not. That's the important thing, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. That would seem to be it. We're not raising doctors or scientists anymore. We're raising celebrities. And you're absolutely right about the state of radio in America. I mean,
it's never been that bad.
Well, there aren't any, you know, there are some independent stations, but a lot of those independent stations aren't airing independent thinkers like you and I. They're plugging into, you know, premier radio networks or Radio One or Infinity or someone like that. And you have false opposition, like here in Rhode Island, and you and I have discussed this in the past. You have two big players in the talk market. One is owned by Clear Channel, one is owned by Citadel. And what do we have? We have the two most popular shows on the Citadel station, the supposed opposition of the Clear Channel station in the same market. Their two most popular shows are syndicated by Clear Channel, Rush Limbaugh and Coast to Coast AM, both syndicated by Premier Radio, owned by Clear Channel. Mm-hmm. So they're all in bed with each other. They all feed off of one another. And they certainly don't want to give people like you and an opportunity to wake people up. Not at all.
And I'm happy about that, really, Tim, because I really wouldn't take it. I would not, and honestly, I would not take the pay or the job or both, simply because I don't want anyone looking over my shoulder. And I don't like to attend those meetings where they all get together and discuss what we're not going to discuss this week. Quite frankly, I'm at that point in my life now where I, as Clark Gable would say, I don't give a you-know-what, a darn. All right, I'm not going to say the word, but I'll say, I don't give a darn. At this point, I'm going to speak my mind, and if they don't like it, what can I tell you? Goodbye. You know, the game is too far gone now to play games.
That's where I am. Only I'll work for them, you know, if they're willing to give me that kind of freedom. And as you can tell by the fact I'm not working in radio.
Well, obviously, you know it's a delusion today.
Yeah,
unless
yeah.
you have the money to start your own independent radio station, and a, you know, a fairly decent one, that, you could get out in good range with, it's a waste of time because they are controlled and they do have to answer to the higher-ups of the corporate world. And it's the same thing with newspapers. We've never seen things as bad as they are now in the newspaper world. And I think that's a good thing in some regards. In other regards, it's not a good thing. I mean, when the small independent, you know, newspapers like the, you know, Lynchburg News, places like Virginia and other states had independent media, and they were good. They had some good commentary, good editorials. When they were bought up, that was the end of it. That was the end of independent newspapers. And it's happening all over the country now.
Sure
so
is.
Let's take another call. Henry in Connecticut is now on the program.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, Henry. Hello.
Yeah, it's interesting you should bring up Coast to Coast AM. I'm going to tell you two things. A couple of things. I want to talk about immigration, but I'm going to bring this up since you two guys were just talking it before you picked me up. The first time I ever heard of Robert Chapman and his international forecaster was on Coast to Coast AM, but that was a couple of years ago. I haven't heard him on there since.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other person is this. The first time I've heard of Frosty Woolridge mm-hmm. was on Coast to Coast AM. And I think he wasn't on with Art Bell, because Art Bell's kind of...
Well, he was on with me a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, oh, good. Yeah, I know. But I heard him on Coast to Coast, because the guy said this too. Rush Limbaugh and Coast to Coast AM are the two prominent talk shows in Rhode Island where he is. I heard Frosty first time, but it, again, Art Bell is kind of pro-immigration a little bit, but also they knocked Art Bell off the satellite.
Well, I mean, again, it's not immigration. Again, we keep distorting the issue.
Right.
Immigration is not even the issue. It's whether you're pro-illegal or pro-legal. That's
right,
the
okay,
issue.
Well,
if I could jump in just for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, Tim.
I certainly understand what you're saying, sir, and I can't argue with you. They do present a lot of folks who normally only get a voice in the alternative media. But let's look at where they're being presented. They're being presented on a radio program that also talks about alien abductions and UFOs and things like that. And I'm all for that. I don't have a problem with that.
You're for alien abductions?
Well, I don't. I'm for open dialogue on it because I don't laugh at people who claim to have seen things or have experienced.
I do think aliens should be abducted,
by
the way. That's okay.
I'm very interested in that stuff. But you see, it's almost like a bleeder valve, a steam valve, where they throw these people on this show where a percentage of the audience is already a little kooky, because I've dealt with some of those people.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, right. Well, I will tell you this. When Frosty was on, the phones were jammed,
Yes, they
were. And now Nori sounds like he could be slightly think it like it doesn't matter what comes here. Personally, I do think there's a problem with all this non-European immigration, even legally, but certainly illegally, coming here.
That's a valid point. You have I agree with you.
But he had Frosty on, and by the way, Frosty was on last week too. With Ian Punnett. So I'll tell you this about Art Bell. Art Bell was kicked off the satellite once, and I know it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a show like he did with all that other crap, like the Voices from Hell and that tape that he keeps playing with that bull crap. But he was knocked off the satellite once talking about something, but this was like about 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, but that was real. And it reminded me of William Cooper. William Cooper, though. Oh, go ahead. No. What
yes, I know who he is, and I agree, yeah.
Yeah, except William Cooper had it every week, though.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is this. What's the other guy? Fletcher, who was on Republic. He had a show. Fletcher and Alex Jones is frequently, although he could be a change agent, I'm not sure, but Alex is frequently off and on Nori. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I want to get to this, something about immigration. I don't know. Let me ask this. Is there like a overwhelmingly amount of illegal, or you can't tell what's legal or not, Hispanic in, let's say, the Rhode Island area?
Oh, God.
I mean, especially in Providence, because I'm up here in Connecticut, and I'm like in the Stratford Bridgeport area.
Oh,
Stratford.
Well, that's another area that's affected heavily.
Oh, yeah, but it's more so
Hartford
downtown.
Especially.
Yeah, but it's more so downtown. See, I'm like in the back of it. Like,
oh, you're a poor fellow.
Oh, yeah, but I don't see everything else, though, like Queens. It's still different from Queens or New York in general. You don't see as much all the Indians and
Yeah, that's
urban.
True. You did move from New York City to Connecticut.
Yeah, I moved from Queens to Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right. But there is a lot of the Hispanic. I know they're not all legal. I don't believe it. I'm wondering, even with not saying thinking about moving to Rhode Island or anywhere, but I'm just curious if it's as bad over there, because I've heard Rhode Island was like still kind of predominantly white or what.
Yeah, but I mean it is, but still we are just as infected with this virus as every state in the Union has become now with illegals.
Yeah.
Now, is it true also with places like way up, like New Hampshire and Vermont?
We've had police chiefs up there that have tried to arrest these people as trespassers. Yes, it is. It's not as bad, obviously, as it is at the border, but it is having its impact everywhere, New Hampshire, even Maine.
Well, Maine also has had a huge influx of Somalians.
Yeah, I heard that, with no toilets.
Right. You know, it was quite obvious to see why they all settled in Maine, because it's the whitest state in the nation.
Well, you had the federal government.
I didn't know that. I thought Vermont or
it's Maine. And they
Oregon either.
Maine is the whitest state in the nation, and because they settled in there and they're immigrants and they're non-whites, they can use affirmative action to take jobs.
You remember former governor, Angus King?
Yeah,
he actually said that Maine is too white.
Right.
Can you imagine that, making a statement like that?
Well, I think he's a Mason, or he's with CFR.
I don't care what he is. That is a racial statement. And
yeah, you don't say something like that.
If he said that, for instance, let's say he said that Hartford was too black, what do you think would happen to him?
Oh, gosh, they'd run him out on a rail.
Come on, I mean, give me a break. This nonsense, this double standard is just too much.
And that would be just as unacceptable, in my opinion. You don't say anything like that. That's not right. No.
Well, absolutely not.
I
wouldn't make a statement. You can say it, but I wouldn't say that it's wonderful to just say this or that, because then, you know, you fall into that trap of stereotyping. Either way, you don't want to do that. I agree with you, of course, that America's immigration policies indeed were structured primarily over Europe and England, particularly England, Ireland, and France. And then, of course, it was extended to Italy and other nations across Europe, Germany, and so forth. But it was primarily European. And what is wrong with a nation defining its own parameters as far as demographics? That's their business.
Yep.
How come Israel, for instance, can have the most closed racist state in the world? And no one dares to challenge that. No one dares to speak up about their immigration policy or lack thereof.
And yet our boys are supposed to go over there and die for it, too, to keep it Jewish and keep, give them oil, water from Iraq.
Talk about chutzpah.
Yeah,
I have a problem with any illegal immigration or any outsourcing of jobs. I don't. I don't care. You know, believe it or not, I just recently read an article stating that a lot of people who are here from Ireland are here illegally, and they have a different set of circumstances than the Hispanics because they're not Hispanic, they're white, and they get treated different.
Yeah, sure they do.
You know, my opinion is that if they're here illegally, they shouldn't be here either. I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think that's good. But let me ask you this: what source did you get that from? Because it's very difficult. I heard from Bob Grant a tape from 1990. He was on ABC.
Yeah.
He's retired now. He may be coming back at night once on a weekend. I don't know. I have to check that out. But there was a guy from Ireland that's friendly. He used to call Bob and make it quick. He told me that when he went in Shannon, Ireland, they cannot come in here. This was the exact quote of the caller. He said, they cannot come in here. Maybe if they hit a lottery card or something, but they cannot come in here. But Queens is just overwhelmed with just all this third row, I mean, even Ozone Park, South of, just forget about it. But where did you hear this stuff with the Irish?
With the Irish, I can't remember the news source. Don't quote me on it, but I think it might have been MSNBC.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been a website or something.
Well, that's what I'm referring to, their website. That's where I get a lot of my news, MSNBC, CNN, Jeff Rentz's excellent website.
And you sure it may be true, because the MSNBC, just like 666 TV, which is Fox, and I know because I'm a numerologist as well as astrology, and Fox does come to 666.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering if they're just putting it out there as like a propaganda, just to smear over because they want us to accept the, you know. First of all, it's not the same anyway. Bringing in, it shouldn't be illegal. I agree with you with that. I don't think you should have illegal blonde, blue-eyed Swedes or Germans or any coming.
That's right,
you know,
that's
English.
Right.
I don't think it'd be good. You know what I'm saying?
But also,
we still wouldn't be a third row crap.
My understanding, though, is the way the quotas have been set now, it is more difficult for someone to come here from Ireland than it is to come here from certain countries in Latin America, and that is obviously discriminatory in itself.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's discriminatory that an illegal alien can take his, what is it, matricula card? And go get a credit card at Bank America, but because I have a legal Social Security number, I can't do it. That's
the discrimination. Yeah, not only that, the Social Security number of the bank is illegal, but you have to get the law. I'm trying to see. I mean, I need to find that on the web. It is a law that a United States code, you're not required to have a Social Security number or present one to open up a bank account.
Well, you're not supposed to use that number for anything other than Social Security situations.
Yeah, turn it off. Just turn it off.
If you go open up an account for health care, your health care card usually has your Social Security number on it. It's
right.
Insane.
Although I did open a Blue Shield and I did make up one, and they didn't ask for proof.
Good.
But I don't know what they do now. That may be different. But I was just wondering, is Providence really like... You know,
Well,
let's say wherever you are in Rhode Island, what would you say? I'm just curious.
I'm in South County, which is probably the whitest section. Okay,
is that like
shame on you, Tim Goodness.
And when I say well, I probably shouldn't say white. I should say non-Hispanic. But the Providence, Central Falls, Pawtucket area is very much loaded with immigrants of Hispanic origin. I'm going to
say. Do you see more of them? Do you see white? In other words, is it really like?
Well, I mean, in Providence is becoming a minority majority city. Yes, indeed, it is at that point now, and that's why they want a Providence to become a sanctuary city for all of this, which is an outrage to the rest of the state. I mean, can you imagine saying you can come here illegally, be in the state illegally, as long as this is Providence that's doing it? We're going to be home to illegals.
Yeah, but see, you know what ticks me off with too is not you, and I'm not saying everybody of any generation, but you have some of the older generation got the nerve, which they don't, the Europeans don't do with their younger people, is all this stuff with this work and these kids need this and that to be whatever and all this nonsense and this and lazy, but yet at the same time, they think it doesn't matter to let all this third world crap come in here. And how are the white college students that even come out of college, even not in college, even supposed to get anything, and they wonder this and they right and wrong, and whether they better themselves and all that. If they can't find a good livable wage in Providence, if Providence is going to be hired all these people from Ecuador and Mexico that don't even belong here at all, I mean,
that's part of the problem.
I know that's part of the problem all over.
Because most of the people who don't have a problem with the illegal aliens getting amnesty or being allowed to come into the country are people of white collar background. So you see, these people, the illegals, have not affected their job markets yet. But
yeah.
Give them one or two generations, and you're going to see these people start to feel the pinch from it. And recently I told someone of that background who has a PhD and loves illegal aliens.
Oh, that's great.
I said to them, I said, may you live long enough to see the effect of your beliefs come out on your family.
Amen. All right, we got a break. Thank you, Henry, for your call.
Thank you, Henry.
We'll be back in just 3 minutes to wrap things up here tonight. Tim Goodness and Rick Adams, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
You know, Tim, I think this may be a fitting note to close on tonight that a lot of people, probably most, haven't seen unless you're on newswithviews.com. But Diana Spingola wrote recently, in fact, just this past week, that the White House actually targeted officials at Brigham Young University, BYU, in January. to offer Dick Cheney's speaking services at their commencement exercises on April 20th of this year. Now, she says, I seriously question Cheney's prerogative and motives in his offer to BYU, owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Is this an attempt to clean up his image, mix politics with religion, gain a silent endorsement for warmongering actions, or wage a struggle for his own political survival, or to discreetly discredit Professor Stephen Jones, who retired early from BYU? You know, BYU had placed Professor Jones on 6 weeks paid leave beginning September 7th of last year in order to review his statements about the physics behind the collapse of the three towers on September 11th. And, of course, you know what happened with him. He was booted out for a while, said, get out. And you know and I know now that the White House actually prevailed upon Brigham Young University. And Dick Cheney now has the gall to enter into this picture and say, I want to address the student body at BYU because I believe in academic freedom and I believe in freedom. Here you go. I mean, talk about extortion, blackmail, and terrorism. Who are the real terrorists here?
Well, we can whittle this down pretty quickly. It certainly isn't for his political survival because, number one, it's already down the toilet. And number two, he doesn't need it. He's already a multimillionaire.
Yep.
But it certainly does. I buy the part about Professor Stephen Jones, and I've seen that article. And, yeah, it definitely seems to ring a bit of truth to it. Absolutely.
Well, you know, thank goodness, as I say, we do have the Internet, and we do have some freedom of the press still left in America. We can certainly thank the Lord for that. And I want to thank you, Tim Goodness, again, for making tonight a very interesting, colorful program.
Thank you, Rick. If I may, let me give my email address out.
Of course, yes.
I usually give it out in the beginning, but my email address, anybody wants to drop me a line for any reason, it's timgoodness@hotmail.com. TimGoodness@hotmail.com. All one word, all lowercase. I read all my email, and I usually answer everything. So.
Well, be careful now. You'll be getting some strange ones, I'm sure, now that you've been back here.
I get a few of those.
No, you will.
I usually don't answer the ones that are really bad.
You can do what I've done, and you can put them in the what they call the filter box, so they never get to be read. We just filter them out; they don't get here. Period. How's that?
But I've only gotten a few of those.
All right, good. All right. Once you ID them, you know you can dump them. All right. Well, Tim, thank you very much for being with us tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, hey, we'll see you next Monday night, Lord willing, Father willing, God willing, and Harmony Grant will be here, Ted Pike's niece, to talk about her endeavors and what she has come up with in her political discourse. We'll be on with Ted Pike and Harmony Grant Monday night, Lord willing. Join us then. Stay tuned for more right here on RBNLive.com. Mr. Whalen follows Mr. Adams. Good night, everyone.